and how one actually reaches an understanding of what that is in real life. Pointed out that the Tosfim have a view that spans many, many degrees. Some say it's a little 104, I'm talking about Fahrenheit, some say it's as high as 160, even 175. So which one is it? So since we can't tell too much, someone suggested, well, let's take the alternate shear of Krepus of Tinik Nichris, well, that's on page 4a, you can mark that minimum of days. We might have to, as an alternate suggestion, create a specific nucleus bulb. We tried that once. Most of the, I have actually papers in my house from the experts on burn medicine. They would treat burns. And I asked them, well, what does it take to create the scalding of the stomach of a baby? Water does pour. You may know that there are certain regulations now in various municipalities. You can't have hot water above a certain amount. So people, it's crazy stories. They give it a babysitter, they just put a kid in the bath, and the bath is hot water, so this straight hot water, and the kid is scalded terribly. And in some places they have a certain maximum. I want you to let it put, like, what's that maximum? What's the burning? The reason I couldn't get a definitive answer is they have to, well, what do they mean scalding? You mean first degree burn, second degree, third degree burn, and the difference is again, many degrees. So, you know, what's this thing? Scalding, right? So, anyone here know anything about burns, or what's first degree, second degree, third degree, which one the Chazal was talking about? We don't know. So again, we have difficulty with definition. It's interesting. Rashi says, Yad Soledes Bo, Soledes Rashi, Nimshechet Rafael Midago Shalotzi Chobet. That is, you pull your head back for worry, Shalotzi Chobet. So it's possible that worry, it's a small little deal. It maybe means that you're someone who's expecting to confront the heat. So you're quite worried. Some of the heat comes in your eyes and thinking, it's just more of a reflex, less of a worry. So perhaps a little bit of a deal from the Rashi, perhaps, because Rashi would have a higher level of Yatza Ledes Bo, someone who's actually expecting to come in contact with something which is so hot. It's an interesting question of in the sugya that we hear in that memory day, the Gemara tells us, we'll actually start the episode on this fifth line, Yitzchamen Kineger Amadura, Neshamashir Mayim She'olah. The question is, you shouldn't go with, when there's water on your body, you shouldn't go near a bonfire, near a fire, because it's going to become Mapsher Mayim She'olah. What does that mean? So the Baal HaMor explains Mavashon, and the Rambam explains Mavashon. The Ramban says, no way, what kind of Mavashon? The Ramban was like a Talmud of Rashi, but the Rashi is a Beferish, not Membeis. Ein Adam Rochet V'mayim Sheyata Lerzo. So it seems to me that the Rashi is going with what we'll call the higher shear. You would never want to be in that water in a bath or a shower, it's specifically too hot. Yet the Rambam and the Baal HaMor, in contrast to the Rashbam and Rambam, to say no. And they made it there because you're afraid you're going to go into water and the water will be shot to lettuce bowl. How can it be? But it's a lettuce bowl. That means it's a lettuce bowl if you're going to be confronted with it. But if you're expecting it, you can brace yourself. You go in, I remember when I was a kid, I used to take baths. I was just there and they were shopping, they had to take a bath. So they fill up this hot bath and he used to go like this and just put his feet in and one foot to another, you know, just... So then you were going into a hot bath, but you know, since you were bracing yourself, so you would, you know, be able to go into it. If you just, like that amount of heat, just right away you would recoil. It's not that's my closer for the higher one or the lower one. It's interesting, the... Yatza Ledes Bo, so the question is, we have this alternate definition of Kreso Shotinot Nichves Bo. Why is that a better, why is that better? Why is that an easier definition? So Rashi explains, Hechidami Stilud Yesh Shetol V'Yetzichem U'etet V'Yesh She'Eil O'Soleit. right? So there are different thresholds. There are different thresholds. Okay. So again, this is this could be referring to someone who is actually, so that is someone who is actually, threshold. You're preparing to do it. In that kind of a case, that's an interesting possibility. And had it been for a sudden contact with heat, it'd be much easier for you to explain why he created strategic nichbas well. Because how you make the experiment? I'll take a hot water hose and pour it in, not looking. That's not so easy. So the Rashi didn't give that. Okay, that's a shout out. Whatever it is, to be shown, give indications as to whether it's the higher or the lower shear. The big question is, of course, bizman hazeh, people serve very hot tea. Very hot tea. Typically, people take a hot water urn. They see by the cabinet, it's part of them. They have a hot water urn, and the hot water, they tell you, you buy it in the store, they tell you, the water from this urn is going to be, what does it say? 205 degrees. That's pretty hot. It's going to be 205 degrees. 212 degrees starts boiling. It's set to go very hot. People have a habit, they take the urn, they fill a cup of water, right? Put in some tea or coffee, and they drink it. Well, they sip it. Well, it depends, some want to cool it off, some can't handle it, but some tip it at a very high temperature. But the rod, against the rashi of the people. Because the rashi just says that a person does not consume food which are yatza lettuce. Again, same thing, you don't bathe in it, you don't drink it, it's just too hot. Because he understands the lettuce to mean even if you're preparing for it. So by definition, but nowadays we see people are taking such hot tea and hot soup. So it could be that, I don't know, it comes out of 205 degrees. Let's assume that's true, it's really a good working urn, comes at 205 degrees when you take it out of the cup. Okay, is it an expression in English? About a slip in the cup of the lip? So it goes into the cup, and then you have to, Pachka, take it from the kitchen into the dining room. Then you're going to put in the coffee or the tea, and stir it around a little bit, maybe a little sugar, I don't know what, as this is happening, the temperature is plummeting. We don't have a smooth thermometer there, but maybe go by that time. Maybe it goes down, I don't know how fast it goes down. I just don't know. But we have the highest shear 160, 175, maybe close to these. But those shear in that amount of time. Or one could say, no, the yatza, let us go drinking. You don't drink it. I mean, you don't drink it like this. You don't drink it, you really drink it, but it's a little... blow and sip, that doesn't mean anything. I don't know, I'm just giving you examples of these various indications as to who's right. I don't know. But the Kaf HaChaim is something quite definitive. The Kaf HaChaim is like the Rashi, but even more than the Rashi. The Kaf HaChaim writes over here in Shinyan Ches, Os Kuf Mem Gimel, Kol Heicha Shezachamin Roy L'Shtiyo L'Achila Shein Ha'odam Nibna Mimenu Mikol Vibri Chalimuso Harei Delo Koshuv Yad Toledazmo. Period. He goes on and says, out of Nimna and Lishnoso, the Oko, and the Rokomo, then it's Yatza Lettuce. So he says that's exactly the cutoff point. According to the Kaf HaChaim, the cutoff point is exactly, when you drink it or not drink it. That is exactly the cutoff point. The Rashi only said one halfway, but that's what he says. So there are some who get to leave open the question of, you talk about, how you're drinking it quickly, drinking it slowly, that's the remaining. Atkan are opening for today's year. What is Yatza Lettuce? Whatever it may be, we know it's between 104, 160, somewhere in the middle. Fine.
So
the mice that
I said earlier,
should I come out and go away? How can we not? We're not smart enough to know.
Where should we cap the lower shear
at? So the lower shear, Shlomo Zalman, moves us up to 113.
And the higher one?
The higher one, that's right. Rav Moshe himself said 160. I mean, is anyone
a girl? Go up to 175?
That sounds to me, it seems to be a... you always say Dover Jew. Because most people say it's less than 160. Right? And if you look at their Arabic apostles, they're much less than 160. So we've narrowed it down to a mere 47 degree range. Right? So 113 to 160. That's a lot of degrees. Okay. We're suggesting that if you put something in an area and that food could reach 113 degrees, that's already considered to be a possibility of an Easter Bishul, if it's raw food, a possibility of an Easter Bishul, Achar Bishul, if it's liquid which was completely cool down. And it will also be relevant when we get to the second part of these discussions about what's called agave ha'esh, so this beres rabbanon, is again the cutoff point there is also yatzalot. So there we have to cut it off. I don't know, can we go above 113? What do you think? I think of course my bar cut is 120. I forget that.
Where's the other way? Where
would
you have an
afternoon? Okay, the other way. Let's say you're going to the Mechavah, so I'm talking about the Mechavah sheet. The Mechavah sheet is, if it cools down beneath the atzeletzbaum, you're not allowed to use liquid, you're not allowed to bring it back up again. Right? And even according to the, we'll call the Ashkenazi sock, so the lush would be still left to go to carve the atzeletzbaum. Carve the what? So it's a carve the 160, it's a 150, I don't mean, you know what I mean? So either way, it's going to be a big difference. There's a big gap over here. I wish I knew. If you knew it was right or not, it would solve a lot of problems. But there's many things we don't know.
So maybe just to test again, because I know it was mentioned in previous years, having that whole session with caterers and Lowenstein and the Gamri of the Ramah, which really thought should be Nehal Machman Kamimutso, that should be the bigger shift rather than the bottom mixture. Really suggesting a possibility that Nistan
and
Magami might be as high as like 140.
If you hold like Rav Moshe, the shear is 160, and then we saw that you have carved the Yatzal Eretzbaum, so it seems to me even 20 degrees below the Yatzal Eretzbaum, that's not so carved. But the truth is, what really should determine is the caterer. The caterer told me, Rabbi Abram reminds me, I spoke to the main event caterer under the Vada of Riverdale and Bergen County, so he's a two Ashkenazi. But this is a Shabbos, and it's someone I know for a long time. He started telling me a week to take a very, very hot, also like, to take it up very, very hot. But they're cognizant of the fact, the time they get to their kitchen, still get served, you know, they're not just serving in a local, they're just serving for 100 people. Until they serve it, he doesn't know how far down it goes. But he thought, you know, he wants to serve, Rand also, he wants to serve Spitz, at least you want to come and hire him again. He doesn't want to, Shvaka Sukha doesn't want to serve. He wants to serve as entirely possibly can. So I asked him, well, how far down would it go that you wouldn't serve it anymore? So 140 told me, 100, I think he said 140, somebody that wouldn't serve it.
Exactly, because he wants to type in half.
Right, he wants it out, so 150 wouldn't serve it. I think, you know, it's hard to pin him down. They're going to pin him with their boots and mountains either. They go with their, you know, critical evaluation. This is looking at it. It's hard to be scientific.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's very cool.
Tremendous question.
You need 140. That's really hot 140. So if you crack what you say, chicken took all the fire and you want to put it back on the blood.
Real quick.
So you don't really have too much time. But according to that, just waiting for vacuum.
What's worse? That's a halvatar. Why is that a halvatar? Because most people don't put the soup back at all. That's a halvatar. What the worst star is, whatever high temperature you want to have it for this, wasn't even a problem with the drops. I have a ladle, I'll put it in, and pour out a bowl of soup. I want to put the ladle back in again for the next one. If I leave it out for 2 minutes, likely that the water droplets that are in that ladle are going to sink beneath the shiur. You run into a problem, going to Upshot and Ramah, of taking the Stana Lagamri drops, putting it right back into a very hot pot of soup, and it was off the fire, and still that's very, very hot. That's for me, the bigger problem.
But that's based on not relying on the refrigerator last week. The other coolers
were coming. Right, you got some other coolers. It's Lomnichole, and whatever.
But then it wasn't so happy with those coolers.
Not that happy. I was much happier. I was assumed like the Mishnah Brewer, with all the Rabbanans, I was much happier. The Kathanish was happy, Rav Moshe was happy, they were all happy, everyone's happy. Everybody had a happy life.
Practically everyone advised dipping back the label.
Quickly as possible.
Or dry it off.
That's not so practical. You're dropping to take a 10 people soup.
Well,
1 to 3
is not
going to
cool down.
I hope not. I hope not. But, you know, I really don't know the science over here. In other words, because you know, the smaller amount it is, the more quickly it cools off. Someone is distinguishing between a metal label and a plastic label. Metal will hold on to the heat for longer. Then we have a plastic ladle. We have a real problem. Then it's going to cool off much more quickly, I think. So we're still using metal ladles, I think. Mm-hmm. We'll use that. Yeah, I think metal. So a new chromatic is a metal ladle. So it will keep it warm for longer.
You have to rub it in more.
Either or. You didn't keep it warm or you dry it off. Or you allow the coolest.
No, I mean, the fact that the moisture
would be a problem, you wouldn't need a drop. You don't see anything. When the Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asher, but if you see a few drops, then it's already somewhat of an issue. Yes? Not you. Most people. I don't mean you. Most people living in New York, which might be different than most people living in Litter. They were famous for holding on, you know, in part of Europe. They had a lot of these piping hot things. The Europeans that we know, the older Europeans, you know, we can't do that. We're sissies. We're not closer. I think, am I right? I can't remember. You know, my father was a blanket. He picks soup with tea on it. I can't go near it. But to blow on it and pick it, and then they see the shoes. My wife's grandmother last time, she used to hold onto a cup like this with her hands. I couldn't go near it. You know, most people are not the target place. That's what I was suggesting. Okay. On both sides, this leads us to a very, very important issue. Very important issue. What happens to water which was heated before Shabbat to the point of Yatza Letus? Whatever it may be, whether it be 113, whether it be 160, or anything in between, it reached Yatza Letus on Friday. Great! Well, not so great. Now on Shabbat, I want to boil that water. I want to make it 200 degrees. I want to make tea from it. And I like my tea very hot. Ma'adin. May I take water which is Yatza Letus Bo, and move it up to a higher temperature. We know, we learned last week, that even the biggest machmirim agree, at least the biggest machmirim, even the Shulchanach, even Maran Bet Yosef agrees, if it was boiling at 212 degrees, and it sinks down to 170 degrees, I can go back 200 degrees. That's the first. That's the first. Because then want to meet Yatza Letus. And according to Ashkenazim, we can even more make them. That's 150 degrees. Do I hear 130? Do I hear 100? You know, start bargaining. What do you want to 110? Which is carved through Shlomo Zalman's low air, but somewhere down, whatever it's going to be, that's permissible. But what happens if it's not the first, the Torah, if it never did hit 212? As a matter of fact, it never got above Yatza Letus Bo. Whatever Yatza, it hit 160. It's higher than it ever got. 160 is a little longer of Moshe. But that's, it's even the 175, which is an aberration shuvah. So 160 is a Rosh Hashir. All right, it's Yatza Letus Bo before Shabbos. Can I now, for the very first time, move it up to 200 degrees on Shabbos? What would you say about it? What did you learn about it? Is it the parish of Shulchan Aruch for Shabbos? I don't think it's the parish of Shulchan Aruch. I don't think so. The Shvitzis of Shabbos is the Daik of the Beit Yosef that is Muslim. The Daik. Yes, the Kash, how can it possibly be Muslim? We know, right, the Shvitzis of Shabbos. We're not going to have tea, just Yatza Letus Bo water. We want much hotter water. That's the Shnim of the Rashba. But that's what he said. Because he's assuming a lower, that's the grad, he had to say, 104 was the Yatza Letus Bo Yerushalayim. They're going to have tea 104 degrees. It's ridiculous. We want to get it much hotter. So in effect, it was Lo Nitzvashu Kol Tovo. We spoke about it last week. If it's Yatza Letus, if it's Ben Yudzoi, and then you can make it hotter, you know, cook more, or do you need for Kol Tovo? You're going to have a problem with Kol Tovo. 104 degrees in Moshe Kol Tovo, even 113, even 120, even 130. How many is Moshe Kol Tovo? People want it hotter. That's his question. That's the question. So we made a suggestion as follows, that last week we spoke about the fact that when it comes to liquid, cooking might, the definition of cooking might be heating. Might be heating. Perhaps, maybe, we're not exactly sure. Question becomes, if in fact cooking is heating, and we'll call it a red line, and the red line is Yatza Letus Bo, then it what should emerge is that the Maran Beit Yosef is right. Once it's past that red line, the line which says you have to let us vote. And so once it's there, I can now heat it up to higher, because don't tell me it's more cooked. More or less cooked is in a range when you talk about cooking in the general sense. When you talk about heating, it's one line. The line is you have to let us vote. Past that line, it's past already. You can't pass it, you know. It can be high twice. It's past it already. That's it. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch seems to make sense, despite the Shemitah of Shabbos question, given the objective fact that with respect to liquids, we're going to suggest is an absolute cutoff for Yatza Let Us Go. Once it passes that cutoff point, then you can't possibly be chayev a second time. However, the Magen Avraham seems to say that it's also. The Magen Avraham is, do we have Magen Avraham over here? Shin Yud Ches. You have Shin Yud Ches here in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Oh, here looks like. Okay, page 60. No, wait. Okay. I think it's 69, perhaps. 69. Shulchan Aruch said, we saw this Shulchan Aruch last week, Tasha should be Tasha called Tava Yeshua Mishan Bishalat Ibn Stanein. Says the Magen Avraham, Kosa Beit Yosef, or Kibet Yosef, Umash Male, the Kol Shayat, the Lettuce Bowl, Mikri Rosea. The Chen Mashma Sivot. The men of the Kosa Beit Yerucham, and Lord Stanein, Afilu Shina Tefer, and Sikoso, Mutu. So if you look on the bottom of the Machmas HaShekel, Afilu ain't a home in Etzalesh, but noch tzat ner tichoto. Nikomakom, kol zman shehat to let us go, mikwi cham, the ain't ba mishan bishan. So the case that he gives is a case in which it was Rosea, and noch ner tichoto. Why is he giving that case? Give him in a case where it never was more than just barely out to let us go. The fact that he gives this case indicates only in this case it's permissible. So what's the lovedness? They're both saying. He's saying pshat within the Mechaba. The Mechaba seems to have had a shita of a red line. So what's pshat in this apparent Magen Avraham? So we can perhaps suggest that Tzvei Dinim is two halachas. When the Rabbah talks about Mechaba Mitzamayim, and the Mishnah Mishnah, he talks about it. It's an additional level. You can be chayav of liquids for either one of two things. Either for chimum or for bishul, Rabota. I repeat again. Either for chimum or for bishul. Come to Tzal, the only chayav for the bishul. Come to liquid, either chimum or bishul. Chimum is objective. You have to let us go. Bishul depends on whatever it's called up and every time it's waived. So for each, you have to let us go and make it now higher. I'm chayav bishul. Bishul! As the Shemitah Shabbat is, so does Basha called Targo. But if it was 200 degrees, then it went down to the Letters Bowl. And now I make it hot again, but then it's okay. Why? Because mitzat bishul, we say ain bishul acha bishul. So according to this lovedness, and we say yesh bishul acha bishul with avalach until you have misnomer. We should really call it yesh chimum acha chimum with avalach. The Latin bishul is ain bishul acha bishul. But with an extra dimension known as simum. So as long as it was once very, very hot, 212 of the bushel called Targo, that's the 160 which is still calm, back to 212 is mutter. Because it ain't bishel like a bishel, and never lost the category of being calm. But if it was only 160 and never higher, and I moved it to 212 the first time on Shabbos, I'm chayav mishum bishel. And so we can say pshat, it's more than I'm wrong, as the Shvitz of Shabbos understands, which is what he probably is driving. If Rav Moshe disagrees, Rav Moshe's Mekel, and his cool is like this. Look, he says, If it's water, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If it's water, if it was very hot, and then he has to let it go, and then went back up again, if that's water, and of course we all know we pass the Shvish Lach HaBish with Avalah. So therefore it must be that it's water, it goes from Yat to let it go to 12 for the first time as well. What's the difference? What's the difference? Is they all going to go to the Mechah Meshita? Let's go to the Mechah Meshita. You can't distinguish logically, Dr. Rabbeinu. So it has to be Mutter. Like we suggested, it's not compelling. There could be two dinners. There could be two dinners. Moreover, even if one wishes to concede that according to the Ran Ben Yosef, Ramush is right, we are Ashkenazim following the Ramah, we may have a Chumrah over here. We may have a Chumrah. Because according to us, it depends on how you're drinking it. There is no automatic cutoff point. Perhaps, you know what I mean? The cool, our cooler is a chumra. Our cooler is, if it goes beneath the Yatza let it go, I can still heat it up back to 212. Because why? Because it's still something which you can enjoy, right? So that means the Yatza is not an automatic color for it. So then it could be, if it reaches Yatza let it go, that's no big deal, no yichus. So if it was never cooked to higher, then it's not as magical circle. So there's two ways one could quibble with Rav Moshe's logic. I would say it's preferred to be Machmir in the Shaila. This comes up, Lamais and Amish, and the urns that we have. Who has an urn with a indicator on the side? So how many cups there are. Okay? Is the indicator, I don't care, the old-fashioned or the old urn, but indicator is on the outside of the insulation. Follow me? So they tell you, we're going to give you an urn, that's going to be, the water is going to stay so hot, that the water which is inside that very powerful insulation on the outside of the urn. There's a little indicator on the outside, not so hot. So I have a shiloh. When I empty out a cup of water from my urn on Shabbos, I'm taking water which is never so hot. It's on the indicator, never reached that hot. And when I, you know how it works, when I take out two cups, the water all slides down, water keeps its own level. And therefore this much water is coming from the indicator into the main body of water. So I thought my own, when I learned Shabbos, it was Tosh and Membej, learned Shabbos in this year for the first time, I was bothered by this. So I found the shade, I think from Benjamin Zuba, I saw it discussed this in one of his problems, I think it was Zipru. And he said, it's not a problem. You know why? Because I measured the temperature of the water in the indicator. How he did it? He found a way to do it. And he says, come on. It's 130 degrees. It's for sure you have to let it flow. So there's no problem when it now goes into the urn and becomes 200 degrees. Big deal. Stay true with Bidot. Number one, we just learned that according to this moment of Ram, even if it is Yatza let it go, but never reached above that, it's up to go from there from 130 to 200. So that's cooking for the first time. We in America are not convinced that 130 degrees is Yatza let it go. Not at all. For Karamash, 160. So what I did was, I had an urn of that type, I took off the indicator, but there was a hole. There was a hole in my urn. So I took the same screw that was used to attach the indicator and I put it back. And then I screwed it back. It was still pretty good. So we got an ex-urn. We have no indicator. I'm not saying anything about it. A lot of mechilas. But it seems to me it's not so pushed. If you're looking for a good chumah, this is one. I don't like chumahs usually, but this is not, it's not so big. Yes.
So what's the
Isra of Chimon?
Is that
their bottom? No, Ram is a Mechamis and Mayim. It's Chaim and
the
right.
So where does he get it?
Ram
is
the primary source. Well, the Gemara does say that the shear from Mayim is Yatzaletis.
Right.
That's a Chiddush. We use the Kvar Machal Ben Rizoy. Maybe Ram got from there. It's a different category. I'm trying to help, where he may have gotten it from. But Ram did mention Mechamis and Mayim as a separate. He is still mentioned in the separate canon. We can be told for the right mention last week, it's only for the Shiurim. But is it...
Still
in
the category, and part of
the Mevashel. It's part of the Mevashel. You have Ofe, you have Muhammad, you have the Mevashel. Yes?
Yeah,
so Rabbi Heinemann how did Aleph Tola have an Eitzah? His Eitzah was, on Friday before Shabbos, tip the urn. You can't. Tip the urn. If you tip the urn, all the water from the indica is going to go into the... just a little crappy. You tip the urn, and water is all going to empty out of the indicator and get into the main body. Try tomorrow. Tip it a little bit, and it goes in. So once it goes in, so then all the water is 200 degrees. Then, okay, so it was 200 degrees. Now it's back, let's say after a while, it'll get back to 130. All right? Well, 130 was still not completely out of the woods according to that version. That's not currently on the letter. So, all right. Cool it high, you know, we can go into our suffix segregation, and suffix is in, you know, I can get a lot of those things. As one of the suffix, we have over here, segregation, it's only a suffix is in, it's like the same as a suffix in the Matisse. Question, let's not go into that problem now. Yes? Yeah, but let's get out of that. Let's get out of that. That's okay.
And also, really, even if you're
mastering
the
meat or
circle, I think
maybe the
one
said
that's mastering
as well. No, because he's just asking, yeah. You don't need 212 degrees to make tea. Whatever you have, 200 is certainly enough. It takes 205. I'm not sure that's how to choose. Whatever it is, 180, I think those are probably enough, I think.
Also, really, the no orange that everyone has is that can top press from the top.
Yeah,
as everyone mentioned,
you know,
the experiment.
That was hotter. What did you say?
Well, the ones that popped the top today
have
an indicator also. That's more, that's closer to the... But it depends on the type. Some of those have a bold that needs to be indicated on the bottom of the image. And some of them have it on the side or colored bottom, but not on the floor.
So
the ones that have it on the side, they're getting pretty hot.
But the ones that have it on the floor, which many of them follow, but they were like 120. There you go. Oh, there, Rabbi Flug, Rosh Kodesh, the Boker, Paskin, if you get one of those things, make sure you get the one which has the hole on the side, not the hole in the bottom.
Well, I don't know if there is a reason to wear this, but I didn't investigate. So somebody kind of told the Shabbat setting.
I don't know, what does the Shabbat setting mean?
I don't know.
You don't care what the Shabbat setting is. People think, Shabbat setting, I can cook on Shabbat. Shabbat setting. Like the Shabbat mode oven, the Shabbat mode. You can cook on Shabbat, the Shabbat mode oven. I have to be so careful with these expressions.
Well,
can
you ever just repeat why everything is especially according to the Ramah, that
I want to make chumras. I don't mean that. I look for coolers. I'm just saying that the if you assume that the mechaber hold is an absolute cutoff point of the after letters bow. All right. So then once we reach the after letters bow, so it's the after letters bow, and you know, okay, that's the after letters bow. Fine. That's it. Finish. That's just the way it is. But the mechaber of the shita so that yesh bishul apavishu b'davolach because chimulo yubishulo, and that's why exactly Yaakov let us know the cutoff point. Period. But according to the Ramah, holds that you know doesn't hold for that lumnus. Doesn't hold for that lumnus. Maybe the Indian of bishul kofdako beyond that to let us know. In other words. Yeah, so it's not a mechutzen. It can be less than that on the rebound, and maybe even more than that if there's no rebound. It's going off for the first time. That's not the most powerful force. Now, if you hold, like the Chazanishes, Ramad, sure, it's a powerful distinction. Even according to us, what we said before, it might still be a distinction. And that's what Rabbi Kay was driving.
But does Rabbi mean, I'm just trying to figure this out, does Rabbi mean that according to the Ramad, once he doesn't have the optimal letter for the shear, rather he has the shear of one Islamic government, which has to do with the degree of edibility. So when you speak about the degree of edibility rather than the temperature, so that indicates that the gather here is one official. In other words, Roy Lachila.
Right.
So once it's a din of roi l'chila, the lomis sign of legamri is enough to preserve the state of
but not to create it.
But to create it, you mean...
May I even not get the letter, though? You need more than that.
You need more than that. Create business.
See, I think I should sit to the side of the Hebrew
to
say this.
I'm just saying it's the article.
Yeah, but okay, but...
So according to the Hebrew, it's in Chimam, and according to the Amor,
right. Very good. I see I'm way behind my schedule, spent more time than I thought on this topic. Let's talk a little bit about Bishlach HaRafia. It's a little bit, that's a very famous issue. Bishlach HaRafia is right in front of us, right here. Right in front of Mamash, on page 70, right in front of us. Yesh Misha Omer, Tadavar Shenefa, Onitzla, in Bishlach HaKafa Mashke, Yesh Misha Bishl, that we call Yesh Bishlach HaRafia. I don't have the time now to go into all the trucks into Machlokas, Gedolei HaRishonim, but I go into the riots back and forth. That's just the reality. The Makot of many Poskim, Yesh, Bishul, Achar, Afia. It's different a little bit from my last time, maybe, that if Bishul, Achar, Afia is a matter, if Abish, Achar, Bishul is a matter of fact, so then here, the facts are different. It has one type of preparation, not a different type of preparation. It's a matter of law. Maybe we should say that Abish, Achar, Afia, because that there was also a halachic act of baking. I don't know. I don't want to be put too much into that. Into that hakiru. I'm not so sure. It's interesting that there's a bit of a question over here in what shot. Seems to be again, I'm trying to get out of the Gemara because I don't have time to go into the Gemara, but there seems to be a Gemara that ain't Bishlach HaRafia. Seems to be a Gemara. Seems to be. I don't want to get into it, it'll take me too long. The question really becomes, if you hold Yesh Bishlach HaRafia, is it only if the taste has changed? It's a different kind of a taste. You know, cooking taste is different than a baking taste. Is that the assault? Or is it, and then it's more of a practical consideration. Or is it much more lovelish a consideration? Since Bishlach and HaRafia are two halakhically different types of preparing food, in halacha they're different. You find a difference by Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach has to have tzli, and it can't have bishul. It's halachically different. So one after the other, we might make you chayav. That's the question as follows. What will happen? Tzli achar afia. Tzli achar afia. So they're both dry. So the Torah should be in halacha, it's fundamentally the same, right? But if it's siyas or not, right? You take bread and you make toast. So the pasuk of the discussion is about making toast. The prima donna wants to be malkmi, he can't see achar afia. Okay, but that's a new taste. The Mogan Avraham, right over here, right in front of us, page there it is, 70. Yesh Bishul Bishul, Yudzayim. Af agav ne Bishul Achar Bishul, the call of Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. But then Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul. Okay, and also Litein Dovash in his special Eitz or Eish below roses. You can't yet cook food, you can cook chicken, you know, pot roast, whatever it is, meatballs are cooked in water. You cannot, of course, if you can't put it on your hot tray on Shabbos. Because that was Bishul, now it's Tzli. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch is Matavis Beferish. Matavis Beferish and Sif Tezvah. Well, let's flip to the Mishnah Brura page. I'm going to show you the Mishnah Brura. Where's Mishnah Brura? Pass it around. You have Mishnah Brura?
Page 90.
90. Page 90, thank you. Page 90, here it is. Davish Nismashu Kotsak Abu Yavish Shema Marek Mutu Nichols Kenegra Medura. Says the Bialacha. Sarachim, Rabotai, the Bialacha, let's see it, page 90. I'm told that tonight is the 100th anniversary of the completion of the Mishnah Brura. Yud Tes Cheshvin Toshin Sal of Zion. Someone told me yesterday. Can you imagine that? It's a historic date. You know what, the George Washington Bridge is 75 years old. The Mishnah Brura is 100 years old. It's unbelievable. It's been a revolutionized value through. I'm glad we're looking a little bit into the Bialacha today. So here, Holy Ale, Sif Hey, maybe that's a Rahom, a blessed be mixed. I said, we're going to have Rahom, the Ladato, who are the Sliach, our Bishul. We just thought about it, Rahom. They Eich Matir Ocha B'Stam. How did he elect you to put the food which was cooked next to a fire? Tzliach Abishul. Tzliach Abishul. What's going on over here? So maybe the Mamar Avram is assuming that this is not really changing much. It doesn't taste like sleep. It just tastes the same as before. It just got a little bit hotter. I don't know. It's hard to know the answer to this question. It's a serious question. According to the Taz Miusha, the Taz holds has to be a different taste. It's not a different taste. According to the Bava, the Chazanish comes that way. According to the Bava Avram, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Well, that's to say that the Chava holds ain't the Achavishu. Why should that be so? The Bava Avram said, one or the other? It's Bishul Achasli and Afia. Why should there be the Achavishu? You could say that Bishul is more than Sli, more than Afia. For example, you're looking at Yerodea, that Sli only influences the Kedei Netiva. Dry heat doesn't go that far. Whereas wet heat goes duch and duch, all through and through. So it could be this Bishul Lachat Sli, because it's more, accomplishing more. But Sli Lachat Bishul is accomplishing less. Perhaps, this is a serious question. And this another interesting issue is relates to what the Bi'ur Halacha says. Again, the Halacha in Sittah. I'm sorry?
Earlier,
we know
that
Shulchan Gibor. Shulchan Gibor. Shulchan Gibor is the Mefarish. It's the Gesh Bishul Lachat Sli, ain't the Yachat Bishul. Correct. Thank you very much. So if you look over here, yeah, sorry.
Right. So,
if you
bake bread,
if you
need longer, doesn't that really have
an impact on
toasting?
Yeah, but it's still a different taste. Reminds of taste. We all know, I bake bread, I buy bread, and I put it in the toaster. People, there are toasters in this world. It's a billion-dollar industry. You're buying the toaster. They take the slice of bread and put it, toast up, a different kind of a taste. Different.
That
take out the freezer.
It's such a
problem
in the
audience.
It doesn't turn around
the top. It's all the toaster.
I'm
helping by a toaster.
Even though it's the same method
as fear. It's the same method. Now fear, you take dough and you put it in the oven. Now you take bread and put it in the oven. Yeah.
Why is there just
taking an atomic yuffalo?
Or are you doing anything?
If I had a few more hours, I would discuss with you the issue of it's atomic the yuffalo. Why is that an issue of visual prop? Clear in the Gemara that Mitzvah V'Yavolo has relevance in terms of Hachzorah and things of this nature, but not in terms of Bishul. Why is that itself Bishul? That's your asking in effect. Maybe we'll have a chance to squeeze it in somewhere. It's a very good question. Let me go back to my Bi'ur Halacha. Yesh Misha Omer, take a look over here. Fascinating. Page 85. I am Mr. Brewer. Do I then the age to see a bishul? Okay, we saw that. I'm from Megadon. We're talking about a from this battle shape bishul arishin. Okay? On this basis is the following shaila. Because of course if it was from Megadon, it was bishul achat tzli, the mutalash b'shabes, to make against tzli. So tzli achat bishul achat tzli is mutal. Says the last one, Bialocha, ain't then a prima donna mukhra. How do you know? Maybe tzli, achavishal, achatzli, should be asr. Should be asr. Maybe it's asr. It's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know. I would have said the prima donna was right. Tzli, achavishal, achatzli, so the sham tzli is still kind from before. I thought. The kids, this is a bit complicated, and again, I know it's still not, I have to start the next topic, so I can't go into more here. But you'll look in the various posts, and you'll see that these two svaras within the mandamah that holds Bishul Achatzli, or Acharfi, many of you shall hold there's no such thing, whether it's based upon a halachic change or upon a Messiah change, it's something which is very hard to resolve. And the Maisa, it's the minigit to follow the Shulchan Aruch here in Siftet Vavet, where our maker to put things which are on a fire, which were cooked originally in water, because there's no mitzvah change, doesn't taste change in taste whatsoever, and I guess perhaps we hold that our visual, our sleet, our afia, has already a halachic change, because visual is more than sleet and afia. But perhaps sleet, akar, visual is not a halachic change if sleet is left, only if it's a mitzvah change would be up. So if you put the cooked chicken on a hot tray on Shabbos, you have neither nor. You don't have the halachic change because sleet is less than visual. You don't have a physical change. You only need a long enough to change the taste. Just getting a little bit hot. That's my bottom line. It's either two stars. Again, forgive me. I can't go through all the ears, the great towel. A lot to talk about. I want to start the next topic because I know I have a certain schedule I have to follow. The next topic we're going to discuss today is cliché. Well, we haven't touched it yet. We have to really, this is a very, very important topic. Cliché. There's a Mefurash Gemara that never been based. We were just there before, page 4a. Black on white, kli sheni ena mevashim, period. With a small vav in towards the bottom, kli sheni ena mevashim. What could be clearer than that? What could be clearer than that? Kli sheni ena mevashim. Right? What could be clearer than that? Kli sheni ena mevashim, period. Good. The problem is Tosis are not lama tesim now. Here, Tosis says on page 4. This is the first mission we spoke about last week. Top line. Kol shebo b'chava v'lisnei ha-shabbos, shon osu b'chava v'shabbos. Kol shebo b'chava v'lisnei ha-shabbos, madichan osu b'chava v'shabbos. Chutzikul, v'yecha yoshin, etc. Fine. The Tosis is the following question. What's Madichan also mean? What's Madichan also mean? The Pirish Rashbam is a typo. You know, for next time, let's get the old Zohar tomorrow. That's not really. That's the next logical thing. You can read it. And that fixes 100 typos in every page. All right? So maybe we'll... I should have put it before. Another tikkun. The Pirish Rashbam is supposed to be. The Mefarish. Irutikli Shani, we'll get to the details later. Ozi Shafir Hocham. They ain't showing up with the Kli Rishon. Ava Medichon also in the Kli Rishon. They're a Hebrew. Okay. Ava Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, two brothers brought it out. The Mefarish, Irutikli having the Kli Rishon. What's going on? Ava Tocha Medichon also in the Kli Shani come. Tim came, I hear you, Medichon, I feel you sure in Ami. Tocha Rabbeinu Tam, that Hebrew is the Kli Rishon. If you pour something from a certain, you pour water from hot water onto something, and then you put that something into that water, he would be Klishani. So it can't possibly be Muslim. Must be Klishani. But if it's Klishani, then it's Klal Zodah, Klishani and Mavashal. So why is it Medichin? Why is it saying that raw food, you can pour water? Manasha. If it's Klishani, you can't even pour. If it's Klishani, you can even put it in. An ice and a gasha. Tremendous gasha. What does it move? Tuterus. Omeri. I feel a bit Klishani and Shorin. The whole of Amayim Chavim Mirzik and Mevashim. Wow. Klishani and Mevashim, we saw it means Bidaraita and Mevashim. But Bidarabona is Mirzik and Mevashim. Ah, he says not Membeis. Avadol, Lutocha Koro, Lutocha Tampoi. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, not just Tampoi, not just Tampoi, just do it. Hayladavka Tavlin. Shinasuyin, Lamatek, and Takadero. Lamirzik and Mevashim. Don't look as if I'm cooking the Tavlin. There's no better than Mevashel when it comes to Tavlin. Tavlin always provides flavor. You're not trying to cook the Tavlin. Often the Tavlin isn't even eaten. Right? Whatever it may be, it's not considered the better than Mevashel. That's Teret number one. According to this Teret, Tavotai, Kli Shani is verboten. Also, separate Tavlin. Why? Because Rabbanah, better than Mevashel. Inami, who hasn't shown also? No, Klisheni is mutter. Came and I have been Klisheni. Oh, the knock of Adichin, La Shmina, Nakilo, 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 So he just loves the shower. What a difference between two terrorists. Kirchhoff Mitzvah Mimara. According to the first terrorist Christianity, Lemaitre is also. According to the second terrorist Christianity, is Muslim. Hey, how do we bask it? This is a serious question. 2 days of touches. This Christianity author was Christianity Muslim. What a wow. Well, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. See what it says. What was the 40s? Is it 60s or what? Let's turn to page 70. Page 69. I'm told by 69. Page 69. Last line. Mudava Yavish Lord Spashab Snea Shabbat. Ain't Shoran also Bukhaman Bishabis. Our Medichin also Bukhaman Bishabis. Seven Madiach Yoshin. Medichin from what, gentlemen? How'd you read the Shulchan Aruch? From what? Tell the truth. How'd you read it? Medichin from what? No one read it. How'd you read it? Seems to be any honest reader of the Shulchan Aruch has to admit someone a previous. You didn't mention the word Fishay in that town anyway. No, well, who's talking about Fishay? Well, the Mazda Kashimek. Says the Rabban Arab, Medichin also, Hayu Shemar and all of the Fishay. What happened over here? I know what happened. The Mechava passed like the first, like the second day of Thursday. And the Mechava passed like the first day of Thursday. It says Hayu. As if, you know, Hayu. The Pashuk says the Mechaber is Mekil. The Mechaber, if you look at the Mechaber, the entire Siman Shin Yudches, from the beginning to the end, I think we'll only find one place where you have to cliche, which we'll come to somewhere. But straight throughout, you have to say a word. Not a word. According to the first day of Tosfos, you should have said the first line. Cliche, Lamayit, Mechaber, Kim, and Rachel. Nowhere does the Shulchan Aruch, Maran, Mechaber, Yudches say the cliche, Mechaber, Kim, and Rachel. The Bavli Rabbis is imposing, superimposing his Shita, which is the first day of Tejas, on the Mechava. I don't believe the Mechava said that. I don't think so. Yes? Sif Yud, also lead page 74, also lead same time of the car of Alara to land the Klimishin. He doesn't pass it against Kirashbam. He was the Klimishin. So Rav Habersh leads is correct. And he has no choice but to accept the Mavan Avraham in Sifkot and Tezvav that is deferring here to Mitzvah Shem. The second line, I stand corrected, the second line was left out. But also the Shiroso of Elif the Klisheni, the Mevlik and the Rachel, who said, Tosus Lama says, that's the first day of Tosus. I believe the Mechava by omission is part of the second day of Tosus. Correct? Thank you for correcting. Okay. But there's one place where the Mechava does talk about Klisheni. And that's an irony. That's in the case of Bishul HaKarafim. Why is it an irony? Because Bishul Stam, which is also the right for sure, he's making a cliche. Bishul HaRafia, scored to many Mishonim with no problem at all, that's the one place where the Mechavers are there. Sif Hei, Yesh Mishonim, and that was the Echo, it's the page 70. In Bishul HaKak, Vamashka, Yesh Mishonim, Bishul, Vos Dit In Pat, Afilo, the cliche. Says the Mavan Avram, you said, Afilo the cliche. Why? Mevzi? Not good Mevzi. The Yesh Dvorim Shemizbashnabo V'ein Anu Bikin. A whole different reason. This is what I wrote. I have two separate distinct reasons as a cliché. One is Mevzi Kibavashu. that he has back in Sukkot and Tetzvav. And the second one is in Sukkot Yitzchet, because there are things which are called Talei Abishul. We're not experts. You're not just limited to bread. It should apply everywhere. And then he has a very cryptic Vilna Gaon-like last word. Ayin Samach Tes. New Russian text. Ayin Samach Tes. What does it mean? Ayin Samach Tes. What does those words mean? Ayin Siv Tes. Okay, well let's do it. Let's do it exactly what it goes through. Let's look in Siv Tes. What's the Siv Tes? Take a look. He's talking about Melach. The two names that come up are Melach, you may have seen. The Machabit Mekil. The Melach is Mutter, even if we reach him once so long on the fire. Ramo says, Yesh also not this melach, a little bit cliche. So by reference, the Mother of Ramah said, look at the Ramah says, he asks melach and a cliche. So we're not lucky. So look, the Makabar asks, Tatsun cliche, the Makat, the Ramah asks, melach is cliche, Ramah asks, everything's cliche. Everything's going to be awesome. Everything's going to be awesome. Kali Abish. However, the Pashim Shat the Makabar is not that way. Not that one. Okay. Now on both sides, what about water? I'm not there yet. I'm not finished yet. We got Shia next week? Do we? When is not Shia?
We get.
If I know it's some kind of week coming up, but there's another one, there's another Shia. Next week there is a Shia, right? Good. Well, hopefully we'll be able to finish the topic. So Rabotai, water, the Mefurash Gemara, is Mutter the Klisheni, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch, a few pages later. So, take a look at Sifjit Gimel, it's easy to find it there. Mutter Liten Kiton Shomayim or Shoshar Mashkim, the Klisheni, Shiesh Romayim Chavim. The Klisheni, Mefurash Gemara. That water is mutter in a cliche. Black and white. Mechaber, close to the Gemara. Okay. It's interesting, there's a dispute about Shar Mashkim. There's a dispute about Shar Mashkim. The Alter Rebbe is Mekel, and the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. It's the famous Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Lamites, about making the essence into the sea. I'm not going to go through the whole thing right now for lack of time. But I found something which I want to discuss with you in the state of Shmiras Shabbos Kiel Chosov. We haven't even had him yet. It's our first.
Is there a difference from Mr.
Brewer's
fact that
he's
only
made the
pre-cooked
pre-cooked tea after his mother between shame. The clear as day, if it would not be pre-cooked, he would after the liquid in the shame. I said the fairness of the Gemara. That's Mutter. Mutter only means when it comes to water. For the same as Shmira Shabbos Kilchot. So we're going to find that. 94 and on. Okay, let's see. 94. Let's go past page 94. Here we go. Page 105, right? Page 105. He paskins the chumah at the Mavon Avraham. The cliche is up. So Yosef in a cloud. Mayim v'shem and v'tavah. That's most of the cliche. See. Look at Kuznan out. Ula Inyan Shamash, Shukhanach Arab is making. Kalkelech HaShabbat is not. Mishnah Berurah said, He said, "Amrakat mutlo lahamzir gamei tamzir l'tzornim l'tzor klishe z'agufa k'mosh k'tam l'liel v'davolach sh'nitzane mutlizna b'tzor klishe l'tzor." That's all he was, because it was pre-cooked. We can't write to Mishnah Berurah Matmir gam v'sharmashim. Same with cholos. Fine. El zechokom efer heili. We just read it. The Muchav Shachar of Shulchan Aruch Harav. Of the Farish of Mechaber. Like Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Farish of Mechaber. The Farish of Mechaber. If you have any anxiety, we'll discuss these there next time. It's a different here. But let's discuss this end the shiur. This is one final lacuna. As far as the Machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe is the Machlokas within Shita Tavagan Avram. Tavagan Avram offers everything in a Klisheni, all foods are also in a Klisheni, water is an exception, Tavagan is an exception. The question will be, do other Mashkin qualify for the exception of water? That's the Machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says no, and the Lubavitch Rebbe says yes. Huh? You're going to bring me a riot in the Machaber? The Mechaber is not there, everything is Lisheni. With the exception of Tashas, because we'll explain next week why. The Mechaber is not everything is Lisheni. You know, if everything was a bit Lisheni, so of course it's going to be Mata Sharmashti. So Machlokas is only within the sheet of the Mogan Avram. Giving a right from the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not there, everything is Lisheni. Okay, that's one. The second one is the Shmir Shabbat says, Ein L'chalik, which we'll touch on a little bit at the beginning of next week's year. No one discussed the Neder. After that, the whole issue of water and Klisheni, what's going on, and other Klisheni and Hebrew related topics, I want to discuss all those things next week and sort of finish up the issue in an official. We have a 1 week intercession. And then the last Shira, I want to talk about the Shira of the Rabbana of Mashihiya and Hafsara and Nochetesh. Oh, geez. Ah.